Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hello, welcome to the Air Force Podcast. I'm Jamel.
I'm Peter.
Jamel Wisconsin Johnson.
Jamel Wisconsin Johnson.
Look at this wild ass shirt I got.
Nice. It's beautiful. It is a Wisconsin Badger wearing a Green Bay Packers tank top, holding a Milwaukee Brewers baseball bat with a cheese head with antlers sticking out of it.
He's got on Buck shorts.
Is there any hockey in the Missouri?
No, they don't have hockey.
They don't have hockey? Is this because they're all focused on high school hockey?
Yeah.
They're just two, that's their professional sport.
Julie the Cat Gaffney.
Hell yeah. This is a podcast about basketball, guys. Welcome to Air Buds. Happy basketball. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Mike Benner out again.
2 weeks, DNP.
2 weeks.
Tore his ACL.
Yes.
At Coffee Bean.
He boogied cousin to his mocha frappuccino.
R.I.P.
We have a guest host with us today, friend of the podcast. You know him, super funny comedian. You've seen him on television.
Whoop.
Give it up for Randy Syfax.
Hey. Oh, man.
Big cuts.
That's right.
All right, Boogie.
My name is Jan Janssen. I come from Wisconsin.
Tell me right now, Boogie. Just give me all your, what's the feels?
It was worth the gamble. And it still don't matter. Everything is still in play.
Okay.
Yeah, not even one bit shook.
Damn.
The Lakers can be sad in August.
I mean, no. It's like, yeah, I don't want to identify as a Lakers fan. This is LeBron.
This is
legacy
your
all the way.
Redemption song.
I mean, no, I'm with him. He doesn't need to do shit. This is all house money. If he wins with a third franchise and wins the MVP, him and Kawhi are racing for first player in NBA history to win a finals MVP. That's on the line. And I think the Warriors should be the favorites.
Wow.
What do you think?
The Warriors should be the favorites? Yes.
I think respect Klay Thompson. And
respect
and
his torn ACL?
It won't affect him at all.
He'll be back. Yeah, he'll be back
he
after the break.
Exactly who that will not matter to at all.
Actually, other than especially his offense, all you've got to do is like put him anywhere. He doesn't dribble anyways.
Now he's got like an unnecessary chip. Dude, at 30 points, and I'm the biggest Klay Thompson hater. But for a reason. He is unbelievable, undeniable. Yeah. I mean, I just saw 2K's rating. He was at number 20. I think he's like ninth.
Yeah, hot take.
I'd rather have Klay Thompson than Dame Lillard. What about you?
I'd rather have Klay Thompson than Steph fucking Curry.
Whoa. Okay, so
for
that's
sure.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Okay. Yes.
See, the problem is there. It's fire and ice, baby.
It's a package deal, baby.
Yeah,
go
together.
I know what you mean. And a lot of people would horse up with Klay Thompson. Don't get me wrong, but I'm a Steph guy. I was the bigger hater of Steph, so I have to eat crow on that. Yeah.
See, I think what it is.
He's unbelievable. He's the double teams.
Yeah.
Klay's shooting by himself.
You can put Klay on any team, and he's the same guy, and he'll take your team to like a conference finals just off his shooting, but you have to center the team around Steph.
Yeah, for sure.
This year for Steph could be a very much like Dwayne Wade the year before LeBron came.
Whoa.
Where it was just like, we're like, oh, Dwayne Wade is amazing, and they're the seventh seed. But we all respect him now. It seems somehow like
but
for
and
the
he
Warriors.
Got D'Angelo.
Yeah.
And, I mean, dude, and the
oh,
team.
I forgot
and,
about
and,
him.
And I think that
that's
Willie
not gonna
Cauley
work.
Stein,
a signing is underrated. He hoops. And, like, they don't need much. They just need enthusiasm. It sucks.
That's true. Because that's all they ever needed. They always had rookies that got minutes because all we need you to do is play hard and rebound.
Right.
Give and the ball to Steph as soon as you can. Iguodala.
Why are we talking about the Warriors? Well, how do we get talking about the Warriors?
Because this shit is sad, bro. Look.
This is the year we watch them lose, like, more and enjoy it more.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can't wait to watch them. Warriors are going to miss the playoffs. I've been saying this.
Oh, shit. You're wildin'.
No, that is a hot take.
You're wildin'.
Listen, a week into the season last year, I said the Lakers were missing the playoffs, and I got dogged on this podcast.
The Wizards,
No, he said the Lakers was missing the playoffs.
The Lakers. Oh,
yeah. I got dogged.
No, dude,
I assumed the Wizards were missing the playoffs.
Of course,
I would have believed in the Lakers. It hurt immensely to watch both Lonzo and LeBron not get it right. I was rooting for that.
That Hollywood, was a bummer.
Hollywood relationship.
But I believe in Lonzo a ton.
Yeah, it was short-lived.
And it was injuries, above all. They just couldn't.
Yeah, dude.
Couldn't
if
be healthy.
Lonzo didn't get hurt, they would have been good. Damn. Yeah. Oh, so tough.
They did also lose every game for 2 months when LeBron was out with like a broken groin.
LeBron looked serious too. I just hope that he comes back ready to rock. And then they got plenty to. I don't know. I like his chances at least in past. Like when he was going against the Durant Warriors, that was tough. I didn't like his chances.
It was
I
sad.
Know that was personal because you were.
Yeah,
you were. Yeah.
But it's all right. You can be a LeBron fan from afar. I share LeBron with everyone who wants him.
Yeah, you're LeBron's. Nah, never mind.
What is Boogie doing with the year off? Is he sad or is he going to go to the booth? Is he going to go straight to the booth or is he just going to like sit at the crib depressed?
I feel like he's only going to be. Well, they're getting rid of players only, but that would have been like
he'll be on Area 21 for sure.
That's exactly what I was
saying. He's going to be talking about the comeback, and he could end up in the Melo camp real quick. But I'm not saying he won't get back in there. I'll be pulling for him, but like he could easily be
back in there. Which ACL was it? Was it the same one?
First take instead of the Rockets.
Yeah, was it the same knee?
I don't know, man. At this point, it's just. It's sad. We're done. Now we're in like Greg Oden territory. Now it's like you're just catching on.
He's got a few more. I mean, I guess the ending might look the same, but
an Achilles, a quad, and an ACL in like 16 months.
Both of those. He came back from both of those and was key in a finals victory.
In a finals.
Okay.
Just one.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd say he was key in like the finals because every time he was on the floor, Toronto had like a plus 18.
I give like a British amount of respect. Great effort, you know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, because like in
consideration,
like in other sports, like it's consideration. Like it's tight if you finish fifth, things will be fine. Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
do you think tearing your ACL, your Achilles, and your hamstring is the equivalent of finishing fifth in anything?
I was just saying that when he came back from the two last year. And was
for him, but it's done
active
now.
In the finals.
Now we're done. Type. Pour one out for Boogie. I'll put some Scottish bagpipes over this part.
Damn, man.
I mean, listen, best case scenario, you're not seeing him for a year.
Yeah.
There's no way he's coming back this year.
Yeah.
The saddest part is I know John Wall loves this.
Oh.
Really? I bet he kind of does.
So
you think, this is both interesting.
Is it too deep? Is it too evil?
You
think
like,
he's happy because
like
they're
I would
brothers
be happy
and
if you like tore your ACL comically?
I mean,
I could be John Wall, you could be my Boogie.
I guess that
I don't think they all come from that brethren. I don't think they're like that.
I was projecting that John Wall's an asshole, but
okay.
They're Kentucky
I think
boys
he
together.
Is an asshole, but I don't
Not
think he's
that
an
kind
asshole
of,
for Boogie.
I mean, that's fair.
Boogie's his man.
That's fair.
Bledsoe.
One thing I want to say.
Patterson. Didn't they have like six players off that team?
Oh, that Kentucky team?
That Kentucky team's insane, but they
they
do
they don't make the Final Four. They lose in the Elite Eight.
That's real. I did see them all on the boat last week. They were all hanging. They were on vacation.
Dang.
Pour one out for.
I agree, John Wall.
Everyone injured on that Kentucky team.
He seems like he would be tough.
Bad knee injury shit, too. No, right? No, I'm thinking of Eric Gordon. All right, wait. One more topic before we get to our main topic today.
Mm-hmm.
It was reported that President Barack Obama was one of the 40 people who the Washington Wizards owner reached out to in asking for advice about how to fix his franchise.
Hell yeah.
There was like a big list of people, But what do you think Barack Obama said to, I believe it's Ted Leonis? Is that who it is?
Yeah, Ted Leonis. He said, new phone. Nigga, who this? Who the fuck?
So you think, like, hey, he just left a message and then, like, that got, like, leaked from, like, Washington to, like, talk about, like, I don't know, that they were trying everything?
Nah.
I mean, if you really cared, you should just give Obama the team.
Nah, he probably just said, you get Dwight up out of there and go from there.
Why doesn't Barack Obama own a basketball team yet?
Because he could only make $400,000 a year for the past 8 years.
Yeah, but with that Netflix money, and also you just like make him the head, you know, the face.
Make
like
him a
Magic
guy.
Johnson owning the Dodgers. Like no one, everyone knows that's not a thing. He just gets like 3% to sit with a Kershaw jersey on during the playoffs. Why doesn't Barack Obama own a basketball team right now?
I mean, was he going to have a G League team?
Maybe a WNBA team.
Who are you going to give them? Chicago Sky?
Yeah.
Bulls?
If Barack Obama got a bunch of like venture capitalist bros together and bought the Bulls?
Nah. I don't know. It would be like $3 billion. And I don't know if he can afford that.
He doesn't need to afford it.
Like, how much did the Nets go for? And that was like before. The NBA is the most popular it's ever been. It would
the
be
Nets just
so
sold
much money just for like the Timberwolves.
50% of the Nets just sold for like $2 billion this week too.
Really?
Something like that.
Okay, so yeah, he can't, unfortunately.
Yeah, man. Come up with some oil.
You see the way my bank account work.
Yeah, dog. It's done. Let him, give him the White Sox, bro. Fucked up.
Yeah, the White Sox.
Yes, Joseph Tsai, Nets minority owner, is in line to take over the Nets to buy them, buy the rest of them for a value of $2.3 billion.
That's half of them?
I think so.
Whoa.
Or no, sorry. The,
I mean, the, yes. The Clippers went for a couple bill.
Or maybe,
right?
Overall they will be
and
worth 2.3.
Yeah. Clippers,
like,
the
imagine
cheapest.
Imagine a franchise that like anyone has cared about.
Yeah.
There's never been more of a guarantee of anything happening more than the Clippers changing their names when they move to their new arena. They are for sure not going to be the Clippers anymore.
When are they moving?
2024?
Oh, God. I hope they come up with a
good
fucking name.
It's a minute. There won't be like Kawhi or Paul George anymore. But
what are they
going to
call
them? I don't know. Anything else?
Really? I don't know. They're staying in Los Angeles?
They're going down to Inglewood.
I think they should just keep the Clippers. That's a cool. You don't like that? I like that name.
What if they were the Inglewood Clippers?
You think anyone's going to call them the Inglewood Clippers?
The Inglewood Clippers, and then it was all like barber related.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's cool.
The Clippers, I had it as barber related.
Well, no, it's a boat. Because
they
were from fucking San Diego.
San Diego.
So it was all the San Diego Boats.
Barber related is way better.
A name,
honestly,
built for success.
The LA Boats would be a way better name than the LA Clippers.
Nice.
The LA Boats would be fun as hell.
The LA Zanku, the LA Zanku chickens. Give Zanku a bucket. They wouldn't even have to change the colors.
That's true. The LA Zankus?
Yeah.
All right, so that's basically everything that's going on in the NBA. It's a slow week, so we're going to get to our main event here.
In Jameson.
Oh, yeah, that's please. Right. One more Wizards thing.
Yes.
I just want to say, too, you guys ragging me for talking about the Cavs a lot. But I feel like we talk about the Wizards and the
no,
Sixers.
No, as long as I'm involved in this shit, we're talking about the Wizards for 22 minutes every episode, bro.
Whoa.
And I apologize to John Wall for the earlier slander.
Whoa. You see, no, I...
The slander where you were like, I think John Wall is going to be happy that DeMarcus Cousins
is look,
hurt.
Hey, look, I'm speaking as a dickhead myself. Hey, if everybody's taking L's,
Boogie.
If I'm taking L's, we all taking L's.
Misery.
Yeah. Company, come to the crib.
That's right.
Shit sucks.
All right. Antoine Jameson is now the director of player development for the Wizards.
Absolutely, right. Man. Brought him home. The best Wizards team.
Yeah. It's a very fun Wizards team for sure.
I think we're rebuilding.
Is it? What are you rebuilding?
It's coming together. I think we're doing
four
things
seed.
That make sense, man.
You're nothing until you trade Bradley
seed.
Beal.
You think four seed? I was
four seed is fun.
The highest, our ceiling is a six, I'd say.
A six?
Oh no, not yeah. There's no way you'll make the playoffs.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, it's fun when the Wizards are a four seed.
Yeah, man. I just want to be in there. I just want our name on the bracket. We're never winning anything. Don't you see?
And they got like a white trash enough fan base in D.C.
Your
to
team
where
is weird.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal, Bertans, Isaac Bunga. Who else do I care about? Rui Hachimura. Still got Mahimni. Oh, C.J. Miles.
That Mahimni shit.
Admiral Schofield or Schofield?
Schofield.
Schofield. Ish Smith. And Wagner and Isaiah Thomas. It's like half full of like.
Yeah, Isaiah's a great journey.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's full of like really young kids. And then Isaiah's sad, man. It's sad. Yeah, he's like a mini boogie.
Yeah.
We just fucked up his one hip, dude.
Forever. Yeah.
Forever, man. So his.
He missed out on that contract.
Yeah, dude.
So.
He told everyone he was going to make $40 million and he's made maybe six in 3 years.
Oof.
Maybe. All right.
That's, fine.
That's enough Wizards talk. I'm putting my foot down now. So the Wizards talk is done.
That
all
was
right?
sad.
Yeah, I had to get you guys to a sad place, and then we could finally move on.
Oh, man.
So the biggest thing that happened this week in the NBA world is very clearly Magic Johnson turning 60.
Okay.
And Jamel Johnson, how did Magic decide in the most Magic way possible to celebrate his 60th birthday?
Well, he decided to drop a series of top 60 lists, a series, most notably the first, his top 60 films.
Do you think when he was the GM of the Lakers, he was just
drafting these up?
He was just like making lists of everything up to whatever his age is. Like, so like he was like, these are the 58 best prospects that I want to draft. Feels very.
It's a great way to keep track of things.
Only making lists of the age that you are.
Yeah.
All right. If you do that for a while and let us know how it goes, hit us up at Airbuds Pod on Twitter or Instagram and let's see lists of your age.
We want to know how old you are in a very roundabout way.
All right. We didn't discuss this before. How do you want to go through this list? It's a wild, fucking insane list. And then there's also some amazing. This list, it feels all over the board to me.
What makes sense? Do we just say?
Should we go from
yay or nay? Give it or don't.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
So we start at 60, or should we go? I feel like 60 is almost as crazy as one. To be honest, I was like the.
Yeah, I think we should start at one.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's Magic. It's for his birthday. Maybe the list for his birthday, too, is you finish at the age that he's at because that's the best age.
Okay.
Maybe that's what he meant. Maybe he was like 1 to 60, and 60 is the most Magic you can possibly be.
Possibly. Okay. But okay, fuck it. We'll start at 60. 60?
No, we'll start at one.
All right.
This is going to be more fun starting at one, I feel
yeah,
like.
For sure. Because
it's going to get weirder as we go.
Yeah. Number one, The Godfather.
That's a good call.
Sure.
Number one.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more of a Godfather 2 guy.
Myself as well.
Really? Damn.
But that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
no
sure.
Marlon Brando?
You like
no Brando, huh?
It's not a Brando thing. I like De Niro sliding up in that thing.
Okay.
Number two, A Piece of the Action.
Don't know this movie.
I don't know this movie.
Look it up. Give me a Google. Is this like one of those like
that's
60s
already.
Joints?
There's no way that's his second favorite.
Yeah.
He told the truth in the first one, and now he's lying. So what's the third one?
Number three, Bad Boys.
It's a crime comedy.
He's a beast.
A crime comedy directed and starring Sidney Poitier.
See, I knew it. As soon as I saw that title, it was like, this is some fucking Uptown Saturday Night shit.
And Bill Cosby.
Ooh. Lord.
Sidney Poitier, Bill Cosby, James Earl Jones, top three builds.
Hell yeah. It's a hell of a cast.
Give the drummer some. Number three, Bad Boys. Bad Boys 1.
Solid.
I'm fine with it.
I'm a Bad Boys 2 man myself, but I feel
on the list.
I feel
like that's generational, though.
And a pack of Bubblicious.
There you go.
Number four, Barbershop.
Sure.
And some Skittles. Sorry. what's four?
Barbershop. I fuck with that scene where the dude's trying to make Ice Cube take the money, though. Okay. And he's like, you left something, man.
Maybe he likes this movie because this was the movie where Ice Cube really crossed over to, like, Magic Johnson level, like, business and fame, where he went, like, super. Wouldn't you say this is the movie that, where Ice Cube is now officially, like, on his way to starring in Are We There Yet 2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also, like, the first barbershop was good. There was just 18 of them. But the first one, it was like, it came out when we were in high school. Yeah, it was like, this was like a thing.
Fun. It's fine.
I remember I had this.
It's bad, and I like some Tyler Perry movies. And so I can say barbershop's not that money. I don't know. That's like the Tyler Perry notes he's trying to play. Nah, not really. I mean, I just can't handle it.
I'm fucking with it because I had the bootleg. I got it at the bootleg spot in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yeah.
Shouts out to them.
Yeah.
And it is the beginning of the lamest era of Ice Cube when he was wearing the weird backwards. The Kangol, the Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, yes.
The stove top. Kangol.
Very like the 90s hold, like the 2000s trying to rip the 90s away from us.
Yeah, and he had the crazy facial hair. He had the weird D'Artagnan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, number five, The Best Man. Also, I don't know. I feel like The Best Man, I feel like he did this to one of his friends. It's like Taye Diggs.
I was about to say Tay.
It's Taye Diggs.
Terrence Howard.
Maurice Chestnut's.
1999 romantic comedy, the best drama. Man.
Yeah, I can see the cover.
Written, directed by Malcolm Lee.
Yeah, Taye Diggs writes a book explaining that he fucked Morris Chestnut's.
It's Spike Lee's cousin.
Fiance.
Ooh.
Spike kinda Lee's like cousin.
John Wall beef.
Yeah.
Film service.
If there's any beef, it does start.
Of Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Nice.
They say debut.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
All right. I care not about this movie.
Yeah.
Number six.
He's got a whack five so far.
Yeah. Number six.
Very upsetting five.
He's coming back around to us. Beverly Hills Cop.
Six. Okay. Yeah. That's his second favorite movie.
Yeah. This is magic. He's in L.A. He was Axel Foley.
Yeah. Magic likes this movie
because people perform when they get these lists too, though, and then they don't really even say what they mean.
Likes this because he was like on set for this whole fucking movie, just hanging out. Right. This is like perfect Magic in L.A. time.
Yeah, him, going, Arsenio.
Getting
and
to, like, drive
Jenny.
Wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, they were going to Fred Siegel's.
Seven?
Yeah. Seven, Black Klansman. Klansman.
I mean, top ten, it, like, just came out. I don't know.
Okay. Haven't seen it.
It is not in the top five of Spike Lee movies.
Really? Okay, I'm curious. Can you give me the five real quick?
Do the Right Thing.
Of mine?
48th Hour.
25th Hour?
25th Hour, is that him?
25th Hour, okay. Spike. Yeah. 48 Hours is Eddie.
Inside Job?
Yeah, Inside Man's insane.
Or Inside Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Fuck movie is...
It. He Got Game, of course.
Yeah. He Got Game.
So that's four.
Yeah.
One more Spike movie. I haven't seen all of...
I fuck with School Days. It's weird, but it's got EU in it, the butt.
What's the Wesley Snipes one? Where he's in love with the white lady?
Jungle Fever?
That's it. Jungle Fever.
The debut of Sam.
Yeah, Crooklyn, also just sad as fuck.
Or maybe we're not very good. Of Sam, let me take that back. Crooklyn, yeah, with Eddie.
Yeah, no, that's Crooklyn's like.
Excuse me. Yeah, no. That's
Alfie Woodard is the mom in that joint.
I was thinking either.
And Lindo, what's his name? Lando, homie, the cop from fucking Gone in 60 Seconds, the black dude. It's him and Alfie Woodard are the parents. He got some brownstone in Brooklyn. Nice. Anyway, also Michael Jordan in the soundtrack.
Oh, Malcolm X. Malcolm X is.
I've actually never seen Malcolm X.
Malcolm X is good.
Yeah.
Malcolm X is so much better than Black Klansman.
Speaking of black people, number eight, Black Panther.
Hilarious list.
Ugh, when I first saw this, I was like, hell yeah, I love Pink Panther. I'm so glad Magic likes Pink Panther. The OG Pink Panther with Peter Sellers.
Oh,
maybe
man.
It's later on the list.
All right. Number nine, Boomerang.
Don't know this.
Good Steve, movie, better soundtrack.
Steve Martin?
That's Eddie.
Eddie,
David Alan Grier, Martin, Robin Givens.
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, so Eddie Murphy's his favorite movie star.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And this is Eddie getting emotional.
Yeah.
He also really sloppily makes out with Halle Berry at the end of this movie.
I can see that.
Yeah, crazy. Okay, 10, Boys in the Hood.
That's legit.
Morris Chestnut back on the list. Morris Chestnut's second appearance on the list.
Yeah, Ricky, iconic.
Yeah, fully. He was Ricky as well. Number 11, A Bronx Tale.
Really good. Really good.
That's
You had to come back around.
I've done solid. Radio with I feel that like guy, Sal. Whatever his name was.
Who, not Liotta, Ray Liotta's
no, the
young?
Dude who's like the main guy.
So is that De Niro?
No, it's the Bronx Tale. He's the guy who takes the kid under his wing, the gangster. I forget his name. Mm.
I saw this on syndication like 4
Chaz
years
Palminteri?
Ago.
Yeah, that's him. Excuse me.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was on a radio program in Baltimore where I didn't speak, and he was like, this guy's supposed to be funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good. 12.
Let's take him in.
12, Brown Sugar.
And I mean, like,
Tay Diggs, second appearance on the list as well.
Yeah.
Tay Diggs coming back around.
Yeah. I mean, I think of Stella, but yeah, continue.
13, Claudine. Never seen Claudine.
Claudine is an American comedy drama romantic film.
Is that the one where Holmes is a lady?
Written by Lester and Tina Pine. A single black Harlem mother living on welfare with 6 kids who finds love with a garbage collector. James Earl Jones.
Oh, shit. So he's also, he's giving us a lot of the early 70s black classics on this list.
Yeah, okay. It's great. That's great. What a Color Purple.
That's 14.
Coming to America. Solid.
I can't believe Coming to America was what number? 15?
15.
15?
Yeah.
I feel like some of the ones we were like, I can't
dude,
believe.
Dude, this is where he, this is.
Like, Barbershop was 4 and Coming to America was 15.
Because of this list right here.
This is why he's not the GM anymore.
All I would send in the court of law.
Just the first 15?
This is literally not one of the best 4 people of all time. Coming to America is 15. It's just a lie. Coming to America is easily in his top 5 favorite movies.
I mean, come on, man. You can't turn
guarantee
away.
Guarantee he's able to quote Coming to America more than, what was his?
Barbershop?
Yeah, like, what did he have in there?
Couple
of Tay Diggs?
Yeah, no. Oh, movies. Best Man. Yeah, no.
Best Man versus Coming to America.
All right.
Magic?
16, another movie I'm not
as far
familiar
as comedy?
With. The Cotton Club?
Yeah, it's just another. Cosby might be in this one as well.
The Cosby minds are everywhere, man.
I get it,
man.
Though. Cosby's going to be on the list.
Yeah, Cosby is going to have to be on this list.
He's, quote-unquote, undeniable.
No, this is older.
Ooh.
Oh, no, it is. It's, just kidding. Just kidding.
I know the vibe. I haven't seen them all, but I know the vibe. I mean, Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby were the only, black dudes acting.
No, this is a Francis Ford Coppola movie.
Oh, talk to us.
Cotton Club is an 84 American crime drama film centered around... Oh, on Harlem Jazz Club of the 1930s, the Cotton Club. The film was co-written with William Kennedy, directed by Coppola, starring Richard Gere, Gregory Hines, Diane Lane, Lynette McKee, supporting cast, Bob Hoskins, James Remar, Nick Cage, Lawrence Fishburne.
Shouts out. Oh, this is like the serious version of Harlem Nights.
Mm.
Somewhere between that and Hoodlum. There's like a few different versions of this movie.
Nick Cage, a Coppola himself.
There it is. People helping people.
Okay.
Family helping family. Dirty Harry.
Doesn't matter at all. He's so good. All right, sorry.
No, that's. Do we? Do you have any opinions about Dirty Harry? I've seen a third of Dirty Harry.
No, I have
96 times.
Harry.
I mean,
I
the
hate
gun
Clint
is tight,
Eastwood, but he is awesome.
Yeah, big ass gun.
Yeah, big gun. Good for you. Django Unchained.
18.
Not, this is the first Tarantino movie on
interesting.
Here.
Interesting.
Interesting that it's in the
I
top
love
20.
Django Unchained. I thought Django.
And I thought, I'm not going to be here. Yeah. Remember that fucking
quote? Oh, my God.
I wish I could do that one. What's 19? Do the right
do
thing.
Do the right thing.
Hey, radio.
Again, should be higher.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Dr. No. Okay.
Ooh, all some right. Old racist Bond movies?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
He doubles up.
He squeezed that in right behind Do
double,
the Right Thing.
Double racist, Driving Miss Daisy.
That's right.
Hell that's yeah. 21.
He likes the movie Driving Miss Daisy. Got him down for that.
22, The Equalizer.
Yeah, there we go.
There Denzel. We go. That's what he does like watching on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, for sure,
equalizer.
Dude.
Yeah. Equalizer kills.
Denzel
yeah.
busting
Denzel
dude's
should
ass.
Have been all over that top 20.
This is hard. This is hard for me. 23, Friday.
Yeah.
23 is Friday.
23
and again,
is
number
Friday.
4 is Barbershop.
Dude, Friday is so much fucking funnier than Barbershop. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
What is he doing? This is why he was
never to be trusted with any of the decisions in the front office. I knew it was a bad look. I mean, he tried a late night show. I mean, come on. He is not on
number four barbershop is like the is the late night show of this list.
He has no idea what he's doing.
Okay.
Friday's 23.
24 is
or 24. Yeah, I like Ghost. That ice cube. I like the barbershop cube. Okay.
Hey man, he was into those hats.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Ghost is 24.
24. I mean, come on, whatever.
But fine.
Whoopi Goldberg got a got a fucking
That's a Whoopi
Oscar off that.
That's like an Oak Bluffs, like Martha's Vineyard hangout. Like my girl, love her in this movie. That's when we first became. I was like, oh, we gotta be friends.
Weekend retreat like, with the white folks. I'm going out with Jeannie and whoever she date now. Me and Cookie, we're gonna go up to the resort. We're gonna hang out, watch a couple movies. Ghost gets thrown on. Whoa. You know, I kind of like Ghost.
Glory, yeah, Ghost number five. Sorry.
What is it?
Glory, number five.
25.
25, pardon me.
Whoa. Yeah, that's also should be higher. I'm not trying to be harsh on it, but like, if you're going to go tiers on a Sunday, then go with Glory.
Okay, here's how you know that Magic Johnson made this list, because he clearly like had to think about 60 fucking movies, and 24 through 28 all start with the letter G.
See, so no,
you know for sure he was just like thinking of movies that started with the letter G. This says because it goes. I'm gonna go 24 through 28 right now.
Right.
24 Ghost. 25 Glory. 26 Goldfinger. 27 Goodfellas. 28 Green Book.
Yeah.
Magic. You just lost it. You like were like, oh, what's one more movie that starts with a G?
His mind is autofiling. This is good.
Oh man. And right under 28, already with a reference.
Harlem Nights.
29.
Sure. I don't mind Harlem Nights. A little long.
I don't know about Harlem Nights. I just know it's a cool poster.
It's basically like Eddie and Richard Pryor were like, what if we made the Cotton Club funny?
But like, they didn't mess with each other.
Yeah. I guess it was weird on set.
And obviously, a poor product.
But whatever, man.
But the star
power. I can still watch it.
Directed by Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
the star power.
This was like his version of like Brando showing up and just being a terror on set. Just like, don't meet your heroes.
I can watch Harlem Nights based off just scenes. The one with Arsenio and the gun.
Okay.
When they're trying to shoot Eddie Murphy behind the thing. Love it. Music Della Reese beating Eddie Murphy up in the movie.
Wow.
One time for Touched by an Angel.
Okay.
Harlem Nights is okay.
Okay.
Number 30 is Iron Man.
There we go. Yeah. He likes Iron Man. Iron Man just ain't one that you check in on once.
Yeah.
Iron Man is tough. I've seen that joint 37 times. Man. So, like,
it's because
we're getting this, and you don't just watch Goodfellas once.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know why he's being so dishonest.
I'll tell you why Iron Man is.
His
really
inability.
Good. No. They didn't know what they had. They were just making a movie, and it wasn't like it just happened to be a movie by like the dude, right? Wasn't it the Kiss Kiss Bang Bang dude? It's like a good fucking movie. Iron Man is like
this? Iron Man's awesome. It's Favreau.
Yeah, it's
killer.
It is Favreau. Yeah, it's just like there were no responsibilities of like multi conglomerate Disney properties.
Yeah,
they just happened to make this movie.
Yeah. I've tried to watch Iron Man 2, struggled with it, and I've tried to watch Iron Man 3, and I like get through it on a plane.
I never.
That's
did
a
Iron
real you know I mean? Lower mid tier
joint, but no, it comes on any other time. It's pushing us.
I saw it twice in theaters.
Okay,
ooh, Iron Man.
All right, my bad. Guy Pearce, I give it to him though.
No, not Iron Man 3.
Oh, okay.
Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man is great.
I didn't see Iron Man 3.
I was late to the game with Iron Man.
I was late on Iron Man 2.
But like, yeah. I love. Did you see what the Russo guy said the other day? He's the best actor of our generation, hands down. I love that type of hot take.
And who is?
RDJ, baby.
I mean, come on,
yeah,
dude.
He's the best.
He was on
SNL. Carrying Endgame. He was carrying Endgame.
Did you ever see him play Charlie Chaplin?
No.
What? He did like a Chaplin movie. Like it was like young.
Was it him when he was younger?
Young, sexy Robert Downey Jr. playing like.
Did they let him have like a white mustache? Was his Chaplin mustache just covered in cocaine?
1992. So like.
He was also in the worst season of SNL.
Oh yeah.
Just on a side note, the one where everybody got fired.
Directed by fucking Richard Attenborough. Whoa. That's who it was directed by. Yeah, it was like
the
Young
guy
Downey.
From Jurassic World, Jurassic Park. David Attenborough is the guy that does all of the. It's his brother. He does all of the.
Are they brothers?
Yeah.
Are the Attenboroughs brothers?
Insane.
What?
Yeah. No way.
That ain't right.
I don't know which one's which, but that's. I'm so happy that they're.
Yeah. No. Dave is the guy who's like, predators look.
Speaking of identities, 31, The Bourne Identity.
Really good.
Fantastic. Another. Yeah.
Now he's getting into the movies he actually loves.
Yeah,
this
you're
going to
love it.
Okay,
yeah.
Because now he's reaching, and now he's actually reaching.
Yeah, he's digging
he's
deep.
He's done performing, and he's out of material. Now this is from the heart.
Yeah, 32, Jerry Maguire.
That's solid.
Exactly.
Come on. 33, Jungle Fever.
Exactly. It is.
Stevie
exactly.
Wonder on the track.
All of these are actually good movies.
Yeah. 34, King of New York. R.I.P. to Frank White. It's, it's Fishburne, and, who's the guy I'm thinking of? He put the watch in his ass. Pulp Fiction.
Christopher Walken.
Fishburne and Walken?
Yeah, it's Fishburne and Walken. And they're the fucking dudes. They're just like the drug kingpins in New York.
Okay.
It's a 90s movie. It's where Biggie gets the alias from. 35, Let's Do It Again. Portier Bill Cosby movies, it is the funniest one.
Okay. There's a run of Portier Cosby movies?
Yeah. This is a big run of Portier Cosby movies.
Back to the Future 2 when Biff in 1985, his version just goes, you know your history.
Yeah, and I think it's got the best soundtrack. And Foreman's in it. George Foreman's in it. George Foreman beats Bill Cosby up at the beginning of the movie.
I met Sidney Poitier once.
Nice.
I walked him from his car into an event because the guy I was with just like opened up the door for him and was like, Mr. Poitier, this is Peter Moses, and he'll be walking you inside. He's like, hello, young man. And then I like walked arm in arm with Sidney Poitier for like 300 feet onto the red carpet.
Hello, Peter Moses.
Is that
Moses?
The most famous person you've ever met?
Hell yeah, it is. The
probably.
Fuck?
Dude, who's the most famous person you've ever?
I met
Paul. Ever locked arms off. With? Yeah, shit.
I shook hands with Paul McCartney at Temple.
Whoa.
That was it.
That's
was probably
a big time.
Yeah.
All right, so that's
Yom Kippur,
that's the
Beverly
one.
Hills.
Sir Paul is enormous.
Sir Paul in the temple. I walked up to him. I said, Happy Jewish New Year, Mr. McCartney. And he shook my hand, like just like the tips of it. He barely touched my hand. And I was like, you can disrespect my hand however you want, sir.
Yeah.
And then we and then we fasted. He wasn't going to touch me.
Speaking of getting touched, 36, Love and Basketball.
Ooh.
Okay.
A movie, I respect him putting it on the list since I feel like this movie loosely based on his life.
Really?
Yeah, the dad, Omar Epps' dad, is like a star player for the Clippers, cheats on his mom, there's an alimony case, but he doesn't end up like, you know, sick or whatever, but just like Hooper in L.A. with marital issues.
Okay. You know Magic puts this on when like something's going, like there was like a bad brunch.
Yeah.
It's like I just got to kind of.
Yeah, get it. Yeah.
I got to see a movie that was like basically made for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouts out to Dunktown. They just did a.
Yes.
Love and Basketball. If you've never seen it, watch it. Their podcast syncs up with the screenplay. 37, Malcolm X.
There it is.
Fight coming back.
Heavy.
Yeah. Big time. 3 hours.
Sam Cooke.
Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
38, The Matrix. One time for PS2 with the free DVD.
Just got to have The Matrix higher, but yeah.
Yeah. 39, New Jack City.
Directed by Mario Van Peebles.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I got to see this movie.
New Jack City?
Yeah, I've never seen New Jack City.
Oh, New Jack City's tight. That's
that looks sweet.
That's the Carter, dude. That's fucking Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Ice-T. And
Judd Nelson?
It's Chris Rock.
Yeah.
For like 1 minute.
Yeah, Pookie. Yeah. And that one light-skinned dude that was in everything in the 90s also was on The Cosby Show for another episode. Number 40, Ocean's 11.
Solid.
Here we go.
The new one, I hope. Come on.
Ocean's 8?
No, I'm talking about I hope he's not talking about the fucking Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't. He thinks that.
He's talking about the good one.
Yeah.
Magic.
He's talking about the
good one. 100% guaranteed.
You just summed up my entire taste of the NBA.
Magic doesn't know the first one exists.
Obviously.
Continue.
41, An Officer and a Gentleman. I have no place else to go. But 41 on my list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
42, Sparkle. Sparkle Girl.
No idea.
Sparkle's another, like, throwback. I feel like it's 70s. Or is it that weird movie with Martin Lawrence in it? Look it up real quick. Sparkle.
What the fuck? It's 1976.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's giving us Diana Ross vibes.
Oh, yeah. A lot inspired by the history of the Supremes.
There you go. Boosh. 43, Ray. Okay. Sure.
Remember when we were all swept off our feet by Ray.
Yeah, Ray was a big deal. Ray is the most.
I give a lot to Ray. Ray's top five biopic.
Yeah, one of the strongest DVDs ever printed.
That is like perfect time, perfect place
yeah.
in terms of like DVD life as well.
Yeah. 44, Rio Bravo.
Rio Bravo. Don't know it.
My guess is it's a Western.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Yeah, it's an old time.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
What do you think?
All right, let's just keep rolling.
Yeah, 45, Risky Business.
Wait, Rio Bravo, action film, John Wayne.
Okay, Pilgrim.
John Wayne. All right, what's next?
Best Airport, not the best movie. 45.
Risky Business?
Risky Business. Wants to see Tom Cruise get some cheeks.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Fuck on the train, my man.
That might be the most lukewarm thing I've got on this.
Strange.
Yeah.
I think he just slides out of his living room like that.
I feel like he gets in coming trouble. Out, again, yeah. Look, 43 through 47, Ray, Rio Bravo, Risky Business, Rocky, Russia. He's just like naming our movies.
Also, hottest take you'll get from me, Rush Hour 2 is better than Rush Hour.
Oh. Oh, no, that's not a hot take at all. That is correct.
It's correct, oh, yeah. Dude. When they go to Vegas, come on, man. Follow the rich white man.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. They got the fucking that video vixen lady. That lady looks like Gloria Velez or whatever.
I'm kind of mixing up Rush Hour 3 and Rush Hour 2 in my head. I should probably deserve a rewatch.
Well, you should never watch Rush Hour 3.
Terrible?
It's not good. That's not it. It's not it, Playboy.
That was the one they made recently.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's all Rush Hour 2.
Yeah, they go to France.
I'm just thinking of Rush Hour
2. They go to France and they're chasing a bald lady. It's very interesting. 48, Scarface.
Which version?
I mean, gotta be the one.
Montana.
The combo VHS.
Yeah.
Come on.
With the poster.
Yeah, shouts out to my man, Tichy, Forest Park High School. He put me on the Scarface. He let me borrow his... His two VHS set of Scarface.
Double VHS?
Yeah, yeah. It's big time, and I appreciate you every day for that, bro. 49, Set It Off.
Uh-huh.
Queen Latifah and them.
Okay.
Robin Banks.
Great rap lyrics around that movie.
Absolute. 50, Shaft.
Which one?
The original.
Yeah, 51,
the new one.
Back-to-back Shaft?
Yeah, back-to-back Shaft.
Dude, that movie came out 2 months ago?
Jesus Christ.
Dude, again, 50 through 53, Shaft 2019, Silver Streak, Super Bowl. He just gets on an alliteration kick.
Yeah.
And he's now just like thinking of movies. Again, yeah. There is another alliteration kick right after that.
Silver Streak, also the movie where Richard Pryor was on the most cocaine.
Ooh.
Cracked out of his mind on that
Jesus.
One. 54, Taken. 55, Three the Hard Way. 56, Tombstone. 57, Top Gun.
Again with the Tom Cruise.
58, Trading Places.
I can't believe you're going to put
What in God's
Taken
name
over Trading
is
Places.
Going on over there? This is what I would have never hired him based on. This is
you would have made
58, Trading Places is the biggest. Like what? Well, okay, well, obviously, Palenka. Grab a hold of the wheel, please. Get him out of there.
Palenka's top 60 favorite movies are all Beetlejuice.
It's Beetlejuice and Grizzly Man.
And One Crazy Summer. He just watches One Crazy Summer over and over again.
He's watching Summer Catch. 59, Uptown Saturday Night.
Crazy.
Another.
How?
Another
How
Cosby
that?
And them, another throwback piece. And because he just came up. This is him, like, this is college age. When I'm sure Magic had like movies in the dorm room. He's the number one guy. He's starting for Michigan State.
It's got to be a big deal. When did VHS get a title? Come out? Like right around when he was in college?
Yeah. He had a Betamax.
Oh, yeah.
So he saw all this shit. He was at the movies. He was at the movies all the time.
He was just like playing in the background while he was getting it in at Michigan State.
This dude was going to the movies every weekend in the 70s.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
He had his own movie theater.
And last but not least.
That's why he loves movies.
60. There it is. But not least, not yeast, XXX.
Whoa.
I can't.
That's just ridiculous.
That is the worst way to finish the best way to finish this out.
Oh, man.
It's so tight. Dude. Come on, man. Vin Diesel had to get a bar.
Yeah, that's true. Vin Diesel deserves top 60 recognition, but XXX is not what you send in the battle there.
Where'd you go? Fast in the Figgity?
Yeah, or Pitch Black, or
okay.
I mean, Pitch Black is what I would say.
Or you give me Guardians. Fuck it, sneak him in. I'll sneak him in as Groot.
Guardians is a little bit insulting.
Saving Private Ryan, Vin Diesel. Saving Private Ryan. Caparzo. There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
okay. He's a beast.
That's it. That's the best of us. All right. Well, that's Magic Johnson's movies that he's probably seen. How many of those do you think he hasn't seen? I'm going to say
a majority of those top 10, he's seen half of once.
Sure.
Best Man, he's seen twice with his wife.
Cookie made him put that on the list.
You know, I had to put that in for my lady. You know,
Cookie made him put that and Brown Sugar.
What in the hell is Easy. He talking about? Barbershop, 20 spots ahead of Friday is just...
Cookie, you got some explaining to do.
Wild takes.
We're upset.
Wild takes. There
we're
it
upset.
Is.
That signing JaVale, Beasley. Who else did he sign? That was just kooky.
Vin Baker, I think.
Lance Stevenson.
Oh yeah.
Lance Stevenson.
Rondo.
Lance the Pants.
All right, guys. So that's what's going on. It's the middle of August. R.I.P. Boogie. R.I.P. Magic Johnson in the movies.
Look, Boogs.
You're RIPing him.
1,000 apologies, bro.
He's done.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just a rough year.
It's gonna be so. Yeah.
It's gonna be a rough year.
He is only 29. I wish you the best, man.
I mean, worst comes to worst, he runs a big three season.
Oh, dude.
He'll get his bag.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds horrible.
Come on, Airbuds Pod. Tell us how you're feeling, Boogie.
We'd love to have you. We're
based in Los Feliz, so you know you'll be at Staples Center a lot. We're like a $8 Uber ride away. $20 Uber Black. If
Boogie,
you're fancy,
you would hate me for sure. But that's my own vanity.
Yeah, we'll make sure Randy's not here when you come, Boogie.
Yeah.
Jamel, anything you got to promote? What's up with you?
Just shit, shows. Fuck, I'm around. You know what I'm saying? It's happening. Doing some shit with Adam Friedland the week coming up. BroccoliHouse.com for details. And Airbuds everything. At Airbuds Pod till our dying days.
At Airbuds Pod on Instagram. At Airbuds Pod on Twitter. Send us your dick pics. AirbudsPodcast@gmail.com. We're on Patreon. We have a Facebook page if you want to tell your aunt to like us on Facebook.
Yeah, and look, this is the official decree of the free jerseys. Put up the dub, you get a free jersey immediately.
There it is.
Can't just be handing out free jerseys. That was a promo. We were doing promos. Promo time is done.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for the big boys.
Randy, anything you'd like to tell the people what's going on with you?
I got a second job.
Let's get it.
I got a second job.
All right. Peace.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.